This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Wait a minute. Why are we playing that jingle instead of the other? This is the Talk Radio Review. Countdown is in another hour. All right, well, we'll get it sorted out. I'm here to be the referee. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Review with the expertise of well-known talk personalities. And then there's Rich McFadden, who's also in the control room studio
that
in
guy.
Washington. Oh. That guy. Him.
Oh.
Right. Him.
Can't stand him.
The laugh comes from Rick. I can stand him. He's a great guy. Rick Jensen, another great guy.
Thank you.
Serves as a host at WDEL in Wilmington on the other station at the same time Limbaugh's on, and he beats him in the ratings. Ha, ha.
Well, thank you very much. You know, the reason I was laughing is because you did not mean to do this. Probably you said, "Oh, we have some great talk show hosts; they're wonderful." And then there's Rich.
Oh no, he meant
I did mean to
laughing.
Do that. Oh no, I
okay,
absolutely
did.
Yes.
Meant to do that. Yes.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Brilliant. Well done.
Yeah, okay. And you'll get that treatment someday. You've been around as long as McFadden and I have been in the same circle. Victoria Jones, speaking of somebody who's been in the same circle for a long time, she and I go back as a seasoned talk radio personality. You never talk about women and their age because it's not fair, it's not nice.
No, it's not.
You can
pack that right up.
And
right now.
An experienced, you're an experienced professional talk radio person.
That's correct.
Right?
Okay. That's as far, and then you go, period, new paragraph, new topic.
Yes. Right, okay. So Victoria is here, Rich is here, Rick is here, and Doug is here to go through the stories of the people. Although, when it gets right down to the oxygen in the room, excuse me, I'll go through the 10 quickly, and then I want to sort of lead you, if I may. It's like herding cats here with these bunch. But number 10 on the story list, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine this week of August 5th to the 9th of August, video game entertainment, violence. I think that's closer and tied into the top three, and I'll tell you why in a moment. Puerto Rico and what's going on there, who cares? That's number 9. Number 8, Iran, who cares? Number 7, this is tied into...
We should.
But I mean, in the light of what else is going on, and how is it different, Victoria, this week? I think that's the question. Is it, you know, it's like Russia. What's different about Russia and America this week, other than Putin seems to be losing his grip on power in some circles, it would seem. We can go back to it if you want to. USA Today's offices were evacuated Times Square after somebody drove through Times Square and his motorcycle backfired. Everybody went bananas. That's tied to the top couple of stories. Immigration reform, number 6. The presidential race, number 5. The trade war and the stock market, number 4. Number 3. The Trump visit to Dayton and El Paso, number 2, gun control legislation, number 1, the shootings themselves. The people list has a long list. I'm not even going to go through it. It's mostly politicians and a few of the wannabes other than Toni Morrison, who passed away this week, who's on that list. The same bunch of characters is on it as other than identifying the two shooters, and I don't want to even use their names. So I'm not going to give you those. You want to look at the list and see what I'm not going to give you, you can go to talkers.com and look at the list there. All right, so, Victoria, you wanted to talk about number 8, the situation in Iran. So let's address what your concerns are, if you would, please.
Yes, and, there's a couple of overseas stories. Well, This is an escalating game of chicken, and it's to some extent it's an unnecessary game of chicken, because if you want to deal with Iran, you really, you know, we've said this is what we want from Iran. we want you to stop doing this, we want you to stop doing that, you've got to stop doing that. And then President Trump will have these unconditional talks, which are, you know, not really unconditional. So, but we've not really, in all, any of this, said, so what do you want? And if you're going to negotiate with anybody, friend or foe, you really have to say, well, what do you want? I mean, Nixon did that. When Nixon went to China, he had a piece, a yellow pad, which he put a line straight down the middle, and with what we want, what they want. And that's what you do. And we haven't done that. And if we did that, we might move forward.
Why are we always the bad guys in this stuff?
Not saying it's good, or I'm not saying we're the bad guys. I'm just saying this is what you do if you're going to negotiate with enemies. Hmm. What do they
why
want?
Why are they our enemy?
I'm not
enemy.
Saying you give it to them.
Why are they our enemy?
Or foes. If foes, enemies, adversaries.
Why do we have foes?
People who are not allies. Well, that's a philosophical argument.
But there's a certain amount of creative tension in here that is, it's part of how we live. Unfortunately, part of the human condition. And McFadden is a great example of that. When he was on the air with me every day, he was always kind of at me. He would push me to go another step because he thought I needed to go another step, and that created tension, which people like to listen to. Oh, that's good radio. How many times have you heard that from any of your bosses? Rick, it's good having that little conflict in there. That's good. It's interesting radio. Let's get them to be at each other. How many times do we have fights on the air, Richie, and people say, wow, that's great radio?
You mean the real fights or just the fun, silly fights?
No.
Kind of
sometimes the fun stuff bled over into real stuff.
Well,
yeah,
isn't that what we do? Isn't that what we do? We look for where's the fight, where's the argument, where's the disagreement?
Yeah, well, but why?
Think about it this way. Do we argue to win or do we argue to understand? Me, I actually come to the radio station and thinking about, wow, here's what's going on. Here's where the conflict is in our world and our lives, whether it's traffic or whether it's Iran, and where is the disagreement? So within that, do we argue to understand? And to Victoria's point about Iran, I got to ask you guys, I want to take it right back to Iran because I want to ask this question. Is Iran trying to start a war? I mean, you have Iranian troops who are rappelling onto a seized British-flagged oil tanker. They're capturing British-flagged. Are they actually jockeying for war, do you think?
I think Rick's onto something. Victoria, I don't think it's as easy as Iran says, well, you know, we want to lift all of the things that are on us to keep us from being able to make our money. We want to do. I think that they want a change that we cannot give them. I think they want to see their way of life spread around the world. And a lot of people would say the United States wants the same thing. But I think that they want to kind of spread their way in through the Middle East. I don't think it's as easy as they want sanctions lifted, or they want tariffs lifted, or they want this lifted. I think they want their way of life spread, and I don't think that's something you can negotiate.
I don't think this is easy. I don't think negotiation is easy, and I'm not sure it's necessarily going to be successful. Their economy is weak, and I don't think they're interested in spreading whatever their way of life is. They have the Islamic Republic. They're Shia Muslims. Most Muslims are Sunni Muslims, and they've shown no signs of wanting to spread Shia Islam around the world. So I think that's inaccurate, but they are playing a kind of one-upmanship, and I do think that since we withdrew from the internationally negotiated nuclear agreement, they felt, well, now we can start doing stuff, and so they're doing stuff, and that's unfortunate that they're doing stuff now. And you've got more than one faction within the Iranian government doing stuff, and I'm not saying this is easy. I didn't say it was easy. You're dealing with an extremely complicated, subtle, ancient civilization who are extremely competent bargainers. extremely competent bargainers
to buy some of
and very sophisticated.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we know that they'd like to see Israel just basically wiped off the map. We know that
for no good reason
they are in Syria. We know that they are in Iraq trying to create an unsettled government there. So we do know that they are out there trying to unsettle the region.
To
start with, and then I guess we could argue about, you know, really what their ultimate purpose is.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you've had.
When I say, what do you want? That's a hard question.
Yeah. All right, so good. You did a nice job with that, Victoria. Thank you. Now we'll blend number 10, number 7, number 3, 2, and 1 probably all together in a discussion that will take us a good deal of time as we continue reviewing the hot hits in talk radio with Victoria Jones from the D.C. radio company, Rich McFadden, who is the ops director at Radio America, our originating network in Washington, Rick Jensen, a midday performer at WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. I'm Doug Steffen with a call to calm down. Those people who get all worked up about how they look and what can they do to fix how they look. Well, consider this. You are, for the most part, the reason that you look the way you look. Your consciousness, lack thereof. If you've been smoking and drinking and doing things that are not good for you, it starts, you can tell, first of all, by looking at somebody's teeth, what they do, how they eat, how they live. So if your teeth are yellow and yucky looking, perhaps you'd like to start by freshening things up a bit using Power Swabs. Power Swabs works in 5 minutes to lift the stains off of your enamel, not eat into the enamel and thus ruin your teeth, because when you take the enamel off, no protection, you get tooth decay. That's a bad deal. The stains are not covered up. They are removed by a natural combination created by dentist Dr. Martin Ginniger. So you can go to the dentist if you want. He'll use the same stuff. He buys it from Ginniger, and he's going to charge you, or she's going to charge you up to $1,000 for getting your teeth white. Kind of silly. When you call 800-208-1797, you'll finally be able to buy Power Swabs using the DJV code at half the retail price. Apply it every 5, 6, 7 days. Your teeth will be whitened by an average of 2 shades every time you use it. A couple of months, wow, what a difference. A great white smile will reemerge, and it'll help your love life, your business life, just help you feel good about yourself. Available directly to the consumer at 800-208-1797. Get on board right now. Use the DJV code. Save 50% off the retail price. Better yet, get a great white smile using Power Swabs.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Bluestar Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Bluestar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Bluestar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Bluestar in the first aid section. Feel Bluestar work fast or your money back.
Twenty-one after the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Roundup.
Comp- complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Counting down what America's talking about.
Yes.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
What he said. Brave viewing, yes, that's Ben, the big voice announcer. All right, let's get back to our overview of the stories and the people. I don't really think we need to spend much time on the people list. With us is Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company. I'm being a gentleman, ladies first. So Victoria is on the dais with Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Rich McFadden in our control room in Washington at Radio America. We're going through that list that you can find every week in Talkers Magazine. This is the chart for the week of August 5th to the 9th. The shoot 'em ups last weekend, nobody is taking into account, or not many people in the talk tree, have equated what went on in El Paso and Dayton, the tour goes on every weekend in Chicago, and to a lesser extent some of our other bigger cities, but Chicago especially. Chicago is deplorable. It's a disgrace. And so when you look at these things, El Paso, there's an interesting sort of stimulation there because El Paso and Juarez are the same city. It just happens that the Rio Grande River runs between the two locations, but El Paso is exactly the same as Juarez in terms of population. I have been on a radio station there, KTSM, for a long time, and about to be on a new station that actually is licensed, I think, to the other side of the border, isn't it, Richie?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, yeah. So when you get right down to it, El Paso is the home of Fort Bliss. It's a very compact city. If you've ever been there, I've been there half a dozen times. You drive on the 10 and you're on one side of the river, and then you look on the, if you ever drive in at night, for example, you can see the lights of El Paso, but the lights of Juarez are brighter on the other side of the river. It's just it's a fascinating reality, actually. And every almost anthill that you see, mornings in El Paso feature thousands and thousands of people crossing from Juarez into El Paso to work. And the same thing repeats itself at night. Thousands and thousands of people who live in Juarez or south of there cross, they walk across the border and go back to Mexico. And this is probably, of all of the cities in the country that have immigration problems, this is probably the most defining location because of its proximity. The two cities are one, really. They really are. And the population is very similar in both of them, very, very Hispanic. And it's other than the the guys and women who were in the fort, you don't see a lot of white people, frankly, walking around in El Paso. You just don't. And so it's very interesting that the circumstances existed for this to take place. And, you know, I mean, there's no equivalent, there's nothing about the Dayton guy liked Elizabeth Warren. So there's no, you know, I mean, the people who want to blame Trump for everything, I think you have a hard time doing that. I mean, I think the rhetoric, generally speaking, and some of our brethren, Rick and Victoria, have, I think, some answering to do. I think that part of the problem in our country is rhetoric. It is the use of social media. It is being so connected to these devices. And I think that, you know, the before and the after, the whole reason for being, and I'm doing a monologue here, but it really seems to me that there is, we keep talking about this stuff, and, you know, the Republicans draw a line in the sand and they look stupid, and the Democrats on the other side want to eliminate everything and that's stupid. So we, once again, it becomes all about politics, not about killing, not about shooting, but all about politics. And it sickens me, frankly. It sickens me to see this country, which I love, go in the direction that it's going. It almost brings me to tears. You can hear it in my voice. It's damnable. Yeah. It really is. The words almost don't exist that we can use on the radio, but damnable is one of them. So let me get Victoria and Richie and Rick's play on that in a few moments as we continue on this week's overview of the world of News Talk Radio, Talk Radio Roundup.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. It's the best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
See, Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com, and while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlic. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlic tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlic.
Garlic, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but like I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Walmart now taking violent video game displays and signs down from inside its stores after two deadly shootings last week, including one at a Walmart in El Paso. The retailer confirming it's taking immediate action out of respect for those who were killed and wounded. Chicago's Democratic mayor is weighing in on the idea of President Trump commuting the sentence of former Democratic Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. Lori Lightfoot saying the president freeing the former governor would undermine the rule of law.
But I would like for the president not to be ruling on these very important decisions on a whim, basically somebody he knows, something he thinks wasn't fair.
Blagojevich doing time for corruption. And this is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Back again into our mode of discussion. The big stories of the week are up for review by eminent historians of the vocal type. I like that. Historians of the vocal type. I kind of like that. Victoria Jones is here from the DC Radio Company. Rich McFadden from Radio America. And Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Where'd you work before you were there? I'm trying to remember what
I
know.
Oh, my gosh. About. Just like time. Everybody else does.
Where didn't he work before he was there?
True, yeah. Yeah, every state.
The old almost. U-Haul behind the car routine, yes.
Had a microphone, yes, sir.
Yep. I think over the years, maybe because I'm in a unique position, I've been on, I think we counted them once. Rich, I don't think you and I did. Bob and I did. Bob's my general manager. 1,438 stations I've been on in one way or another. In my career. It's really, but I didn't travel to all of them. I visited a lot of affiliates over the years when that seemed to be a practical thing to do, not so much practical anymore, although I have the itch to do it this year. I'm not sure I'm going to do it, but I think I'd like to go visit some stations as I travel across the country at various times. All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch here, traveling across the country in terms of what people are talking about. This is a collective overview from Talkers Magazine, obviously the shootings. So I went off on a little bit of a monologue. I wonder whether the Republicans will take a new stance on guns. I wonder about the cracks that are beginning to show here and there the lack of the people in the NRA are beginning to get sick. And you could see it when I didn't. You, Richie, you and I haven't talked about this. Ollie left. We talk about Ollie lovingly. Oliver North, who used to be here with us, along with some other notables like G. Gordon Liddy, all part of the same team. And North went on to be pretty much the major domo, other than Wayne LaPierre, the visible side of what went on at the NRA. And I think now, I don't know, is What's-Her-Face still doing that, or did she get out of there too?
No, when the NRA kind of broke apart a few months ago.
Well, they break apart because of the... Wayne LaPierre is... how do I say this? I can't even say it in a nice way. The guy's a bad guy, and he's created a monster, and he uses his muscle. Well,
there's
and,
the legislative side and then the membership side, and they had a falling out.
Right. So, at any rate, that's nice. That's putting it nicely. LaPierre, though, is losing his luster. People are getting tired of him and his nonsense. And I'm talking about the politicians who have been listening to him crack them into position. It's over for them in the legislative side, I think. And you see that. So, what happens now? Do we actually... And does legislation fix it, Victoria? Does legislation fix the problem?
No, it doesn't. Because when you've got mostly young men who can be basically radicalized over the internet, sort of in the same way that ISIS can be radicalized over the internet, whichever direction they're being radicalized in, you can't fix that, I don't think. And, you know, whether...
Especially with gun legislation.
That's what I'm saying. You can't fix it with legislation. Whether hate and rage are mental illnesses is questionable. Hogan Gidley, one of the president's assistant press secretaries, said this weekend when he was being interviewed talking about, he was being pressed on what legislation the president would support. He would really wouldn't mention much, but he, when pressed, did mention changing the HIPAA laws about releasing, you know, mental health information. That would be very difficult to get through Congress, and I think there'd be an uproar from the medical profession. It's going to be very difficult to get anything through, and one of the reasons, of course, legislation, whether it affects it or not, is that it's an election year coming back from recess.
We always have election years. Good God. It goes on.
Yeah, I know, but that's what's happening with all the yelling and screaming about the guns and such. Preemptive intervention. When the FBI infiltrates a white supremacist group or a radical Islamist sect, online or in person, lives are saved. And you've heard me mention this before. I am, I guess, a proponent of the concept of mental health warrants. And I think they're a lot better than the red flag laws. Red flag laws, your constitutional rights can certainly just be crushed. But with a mental health warrant, what happens is someone actually makes a threat. There has to be an actual threat, not just, oh, I don't like Doug. He said something mean, and he has had a gun. Go take his gun away, and now he has to prove himself innocent while he's presumed to be guilty. Mental health warrant is this. Somebody makes a real threat, and they report to the police. The police go to a judge, and the judge says, you know what? That does look like a real threat. And what they say is then they're going to order that individual, could be a kid 15, could be an adult 45, to actually go and see a forensic psychologist, and that forensic psychologist determines whether or not that person's a threat, and if they are, then it's adjudicated. They are always innocent before being proven guilty.
Here's the dilemma,
they have to go into
here's the dilemma. It seems like we hear on most of these shooters that they had been showing signs for years, and either law enforcement didn't pay attention to them, or we never thought they'd actually go through with it, but they exhibit signs for years. And I think one of the things is you know, this is going to be an unpopular statement, but my kids, I want them to be bullied at some point in their childhood, because I want them to learn how to stand up to a bully and how to deal with the hard things that life will give you sometimes. And that's part of the problem here, is that people can't deal with life because they're bubble wrapped and they're protected and they're helicopter parents. And then all of a sudden, when social media and the world around them is too much for them to handle, they explode like this. And we've got to stop raising kids so that they are so protected that they don't know how to deal with the world. Because I got news for you. It's not a nice place sometimes. And you have to learn how to deal with it. And you can't do that by drugging them and just giving them all these ADHD drugs and drugs to kind of bring them down. And then when they get off of their meds, you know, it's just it's where we're at.
Something to where it is. Yeah.
In addition to that, the concept is, though, is that bully an actual real threat to someone's life? And that's how you find out. You don't find out by saying, oh, well, there wasn't enough evidence to really do anything. This actually gives us the opportunity to see if there's evidence, and then not to convict or punish, but then to actually work with that individual. Because Dr. John Huber is a guy I've been talking to about this. He's in Texas, and he's been very successful in working with even people who are sociopaths and getting them back into society, and none of them have
with what, drugs?
Become recidivists.
We don't appear to have had much information about the El Paso shooter, and he didn't put out this incredibly racist screed on 8chan until an hour ahead of the shooting, even though his mother apparently phoned authorities about him. She didn't leave her name. So in a situation like that, it's much more challenging.
Cowardly.
True. Yeah.
These people are all cowards. The people doing this stuff, the people, and they're just the cowards. Easy to say that, but what
they're
do
not
you do
cowards. They aren't. It's back to this. They aren't raised to handle the stresses of life, and they just.
Then that means their parents don't know how to do that. What happened? I mean, how far back do you go and look at the?
I think it's obvious how far back we go. One generation.
Mm-hmm. World War II. The people that came out of World War II saw so much violence. The people who survived it, I think that there is... In the 1950s, when I was a kid, life changed dramatically in America. 1930s, it was tough to be in America. It's tough to be anywhere because of the Dust Bowl and because of the... from 29 on to 34, when Roosevelt became president and the New Deal or whatever the deal was that brought the government into so much of our lives. But during the Depression... This was a horrible place to be. It was just horrible.
Compared to what?
People that lived to it. Compared to what it was like before World War I, living in America in the 1880s, 1890s, 1900s, pretty elegant and pretty interesting place to live for a lot of people. There are a lot of people that
If you look at the history of America over the course of the history of the world, it's been a pretty cushy place to live. And there are some exceptions. But in the main, it's been a pretty cushy place to live if you look at all of history.
Yeah. Not if you're black.
Well, it's some blacks. No, not all blacks. Some blacks, you're right. I think there's a business of...
But now?
The white and black thing... that statement that Arquette made was
the white girl.
I found that I don't know what
she's ashamed to be white.
Yeah, yeah.
No, we were talking about prior to the 1930s. I'm saying not if you were black.
No, if you were black, you had a tough time. Yeah, I wouldn't have wanted to be black in this country. No, I'm with you on that one, Victoria. Absolutely. It's 44 after the hour. Let me help you feel better fast. That's what a lot of you can hear that. That's one of the greatest come-ons in advertising. Feel better fast. Really? How do you do that? Well, you do this, you do that, you do something else. I've been doing advertising. Jensen likes to tease me about my commercials, but you know this is the way that I have been able to keep all these programs going.
Oh, Rick, you missed some of the real good ones.
Well, the way you do it, Doug, is you're so conversational and you believe in everything that you endorse,
Richie,
and that's so important.
Yeah. Well, Richie's talking about the rectal jet and the dental jet. He loves to go back to that. There was a product that I used to advertise that had two ends on it. One you could use as a rectal jet.
It was a pressure washer.
So pressure washer, right.
Do the whole enema thing.
The forerunner.
Order yet, because if you call right now, we'll give you the other attachment to make it the dental jet.
What if you get these jets mixed up?
And I'm not kidding. This is a for real thing. And it's so real. This advertiser, and I always tease his son about this, paid for his son's college education.
Yeah.
And
oh, my gosh. The devil jet and the rectal jet. Yep, those are, but we're not. That's not what we're doing here, Richie.
No, we're not.
We're
we
selling
power swabs to clean your teeth now.
Power swabs, we did that already. Time for us to get your aches and pains be gone. Aches and pains be gone. And that's what I say. A lot of people say, oh, you want to feel better fast? Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Join Formula 14. I know this works because I got lots of aches and pains working on my farm. But better yet, I've given it my... You've heard me, some of you, I hope most of you hear me talking about things in my life, like my dog Daisy May that I rescued from a puppy mill last year. She couldn't walk. She could not walk when I got her. And I've trained her, worked her through lots of different enterprises to get to be able to walk. And now she runs just like my old dog Charlotte used to, tears around the farm. And I give her what is the equivalent of Joint Formula 14, which is specifically for dogs, called Leaps and Bounds. It's basically the same formula. And so you see how it works. If you don't want to try it on yourself first, try it on your dog. It really is a fabulous product. And if it doesn't work in 14 days, you get your money back. Joint Formula 14 is produced by a company called Sierrasil, along with Leaps and Bounds. You can get them both at a special half-price offer. Go to Sierrasil's website, which is achefree.live, achefree.live. Get a special 50% off deal, or you can call them if you want during business hours, 877-743-7720, if you'd rather talk to a human being. Better to use it and find out how it really works, because if it doesn't work, you get your money back. That's at achefree.live, achefree.live for Joint Formula 14.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
You know, one of the things about doing this, we have reactions from people sort of as we do it. I got an email from a guy who says, I don't participate in social media of any kind. It brings out more bad than good. And it's a time suck.
Indeed.
True that.
And, you know, I mean, how does that kind of put a cap on all of this stuff? Because really, what we're talking about is violence perpetrated by the communication that otherwise, I mean, we're not saying there wasn't violence before there was this kind of communication, because there certainly was. But it's so underscored. It's so poignant. And the entertainment, the video game stuff, man, that's got to go. I wish we had more time to talk about it, but in my mind, that's one of the real serious problems.
I'll let you debate my 15-year-old son on that one.
I'm sure, Richie, yes. All right, Victoria, thank you. Rick, thanks to you. Thanks to Rich McFadden. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now. 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It does, and we have the services now of Stephen J.J. Wiseman. I like to spell his name incorrectly. Wise, W-I-S-E. He is a wise man. It's not the first time he's heard that. Actually, he's probably getting redundant. He's professor of law at Bentley University. No, it's never going to be redundant to call you a wise
man. No, it's when they get called, well, some other things we can't say on the radio.
Do they do reviews at Bentley of the profs, like student reviews they have in some universities?
Oh,
like
absolutely. And the school really listens. I mean, they do this pretty much around the country. But this is a big deal. At the end of the semester, all of the students do detailed report cards on the professors, and they're told that we won't see them until after grades.
That's probably helpful. My daughter and her husband are profs at UCLA, and it's very interesting. My son tells me he reads the reviews all the time of him and her and how different they are. But it was news to me that they had, you know, sort of like Yelp for professors. You rate the profs online. It's another.
Oh, yeah. You should see some of them. They're entertaining, to say the least.
I'm betting that's the case. Speaking of what's online, as we review what goes on here, from your perspective as a lawyer, the legal ramifications of some of these stories, I wonder if somebody someday is going to wake up and try to hold some of these social media companies responsible in part in sort of a class action lawsuit against what they allow to be heard and or seen. I suppose, you know, it's like free speech, but people hide behind that now. Go ahead, tell me what you think.
Yeah, you know, it's very, very interesting. And as you know, one of the courses I teach is media law. Yeah. And one of the initial tenets is that technology is always ahead of the law. And so, you know, you try and apply old theories of the law to new technology, and it needs to change. So at one time, the internet, and actually I shouldn't say at one time, still these social media and websites and others are pretty much protected from any liability for things that are posted by other people. But as we've seen, that really doesn't cut it anymore. And there have to be some kind of regulations. There's been talk of this, but Congress says, you know, Mark Twain again, the opposite of progress is Congress. And they really haven't looked into this well. And all too often, even when we've seen questioning of some of the CEOs of these tech companies, there is a lot of lack of knowledge in Congress. So they
embarrassing. Those questions they asked of Zuckerberg when he was there
a
few months ago, they had, they're like a bunch of dunderheads.
Yeah, you know, you almost feel Zuckerberg would go, "What? Listen, Professor, you know, listen, Senator, dumbass. Well, you don't know what you're talking about."
Right.
But it's critical. It's important. It has a large effect on many elements of and areas in society. So we do need regulation and responsibility when it comes to the post, what gets posted and not.
Yeah. So let's carry that one step further from your perspective, the violent videos, video games. I've had a conversation with my colleagues about that. There's really no agreement. Well, it depends on who the colleague is, I guess, much as anything else. The people who are from red states will tell you there's no impact. People from blue states will tell you there is. And so there it goes. It once again becomes a political football, which ought not to be.
Yeah, and you know, here again, you need to really, the headlines when they analyze the studies that have been done about the effect of video games on people and whether they have violence, the headlines are often misleading, and this is again something studied quite a bit, and it does not appear that there is any kind of connection between the kind of violence and shooting that we've seen.
They can say that. I'm not buying it for a second.
Well, here's the thing, and there have been studies, and they show there is some increased aggressiveness, but here's another interesting aspect of it, and that is that it's the same amount if these kids were watching a Roadrunner cartoon or watching the news. And, you know, you're kind of saying, you know, it seems to you common sense that they get desensitized to this. And I actually agree with you. But I haven't seen a study yet, a scientific study yet, that really shows there's an elevation in significant violence or aggressiveness caused by video games. Some have even argued that it's cathartic, that they work it out.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's, I haven't heard that one. That's really interesting. All right, good food for thought here. Professor Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 59 past the hour.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.